right, it's time to hear about the Hope House benefit auction coming up in April. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard. Good morning, your WTO 11 weather, some sunshine, 61 for today. In studio guest, Lori Poland from Finley's Hope House. Good morning.
Good morning, Rex. How are you?
Doing well.
I almost said sexy Rexy.
Well, like, you just did.
Your wife.
Most guys call me that. You
know? That's what I heard.
Right.
That's another
Well, we're done now, Lori. You can leave now.
My reputation precedes me.
Exactly. All right. We want to talk about Finley Hope House. You've got a benefit auction, but let's first talk about Hope House.
So Hope House is celebrating our 35th year this year. We're very excited about our anniversary. We opened in 1990 as a shelter for women and their children who were facing homelessness in our community. In 2003, we added rental assistance programs, and those programs can assist men and women, the elderly, the disabled, veterans. So, as our community and the landscape of our community has changed, we have changed to try to adapt to those changes. Mm-hmm. As you know, everything just gets more and more expensive. So, each year it becomes more and more challenging to meet those challenges, but we do our best. There is a shortage of housing in Hancock County and nationwide, and that can be a barrier to everybody, not just the people we serve. But we continue to plow on, and we continue to get people housed, and we will assist them with their rent, usually on a short-term basis, so that they can get back on their feet. Because our goal is to bring people from that homelessness back to stability and a place of their own. People ask, why is it called a transitional shelter? Well, you're transitioning from homelessness back to a place of your own. It's not an emergency shelter. If you called me today and said, hey, Laurie, I need a place to stay tonight, I'm going to refer you to City Mission. We will do a background check. We will make sure that it's a good fit for you and for the others that are living in the home, because we want to make sure that it is as trauma-free as possible. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, things happen, and the ladies, just like any other family, have some conflict, but we do our best to help minimize the conflict, and it can be a pretty busy place and lots of fun, and that's why I work at the housing office, because I like quiet. But then when I go to the shelter, it is always fun, and it's fun to see the kids and to see them playing, and it becomes their home, and that is fun.
Yeah, very good. So it does take a little money. Mm-hmm. To do such things.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefit auction is coming up, and you'll have, it's called the Science of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And right. You've got a speaker.
Yes,
on
Sarah
that night.
Stockwell is coming from the Battelle Institute for Kids. She's a senior director, and I had heard her speak actually at Finley Digital Academy, because they're very focused on education, and most of their messages are directed at educators. And I just her story just resonated so much with, how hope can just change your life, but also change the life of people around you. And so after she was done talking, I went up and said to her, have you ever done like a keynote at a non-education forum? And she said, not really. So it took a couple months, but I talked to her. I talked to her associates at Battelle for Kids, and we came up with a plan, and I talked to her this week, and she said, I am really excited to come and talk to you. But the fact that, by being hopeful yourself and sharing that hope with others, just the way that it can change your life and the life of people around you really resonated with me, because a lot of times the clients that we see, all of them are coming from some sort of trauma. Homelessness in itself is traumatic. But by dealing with them in a positive way, instead of being one more person shaking their finger in your face saying, here's everything you did wrong, but saying, let's help you get to a point where you feel better and are a home of your own, and being positive, it can completely change the trajectory for both parties.
Yeah.
And that just really rang with me. And of course, I love a theme. So the Science of Hope is, I was super excited about that.
Nice.
Yes, I did try to get my coworkers to agree to wear lab coats at the auction, but that was a hard no unanimously.
All right.
But we may have some scientific elements in the room, so that'll make it fun.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Lori Poland in Findlay's Hope House. The benefit auction is set for April 4th. That's a Friday. Doors open at 5:30 at the Hancock Hotel, downtown Findlay. So a lot of things available. The outdoor pizza oven, a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle bourbon.
Yeah, so if you are a bourbon lover, which I am not, that will make your eyes sparkle. He seems to be very popular. And that will be in a raffle that will be online so that if you cannot attend the auction, you can still bid on those raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm. Tickets are $75. You can purchase those online for the benefit auction. So where can they do that?
You can go to our website. And there also, if you go to our social media page, there's a QR code that will take you to that auction registration.
Very good. Lori Poland in Findlay Hope House. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
and
Rex.
Still work on those coats, the doctor coats or whatever, medical coats, right?
I know. I thought, oh, my gosh, don't you want to wear lab coats?
Lab coats,
no,
right.
No, we do
right.
not.
All right. Lori, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rex. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.